when the Spanish War broke out.
Oh, well, that was then, all these years. Then, just before the Spanish Civil War, my mother, who had families in San Roque, San Roque is a village, decided it was a very healthy place, and that year we were going to go and summer there. I was livid, absolutely livid, very, very angry. And that was 1936. When did the Spanish Civil War start? In 36 or 39?
36.
So 36, I would have been 10. And, I was bolshy about the whole thing. And I decided to take it out on my parents by doing all sorts of things. There was like some woods, you know, in the hills in San Roque. And I used to escape and go there and play. And the girls in those days didn't climb trees. I climbed every tree. I defied every boy. You know, I was really bolshy, completely bolshy. Because, you know, no swimming, no pools, nothing.
No, no
it was
beach,
hell.
No beach, yeah.
And then suddenly, maybe you don't want to edit this, but the story afterwards I heard in Spain was that when they had these fairs, you know, the fair where, you know, you had all the people who run the fairs and things like that, a lot of funny things were going on, like offering free rides for a little bit of sex, you know. As I say, I was only 10, I had no idea about it. But we had a maid who was, she could have been 16, you know, a girl that looked after us, I think. And, and this is afterwards, having read and things like that, sort of discovered, you know, that what used to do is that these fair people used to free rides for a bit of sex. Yeah. You know, nothing sort of really big, you know, but that sort of thing. And I was caught in this because I lost my maid and I was looking for her, and she'd been doing a little bit of this. And when we came back, and my brothers, who were younger than me, my mother said, "You all smell of fish. Where have you been?" And of course they put us in the kitchen where they were frying fish whilst the maid was doing her little bit. But apparently afterwards I've read that a lot of these things used to go on during fair time. Anyhow, I was very anti being in San Roque because, you see, they took me away from my beach, which was, thing. And then suddenly one Sunday, I hated going to church. Oh, God. I didn't like going to church. I had to go.
Yes.
Because it was a mortal sin if I didn't go. So I had to go, but I didn't like it. And then one Sunday morning, the 18th of July, 1936, and I can never forget this, Daddy says, "Nobody's to go to church today." I thought, I can't believe this. This is fantastic, you know. We lived in San... We had rented a house in San Roque, which was... I don't know if you've been to San Roque. There's a hill that goes up to the church, and just before that house, then the square with the church. And I got up that morning and this road was absolutely packed with workmen. You could see the workmen, up and down the road. Men, not women, men. I thought it was funny. My father said something, "Nobody's to go to the balcony." Of course, that was the thing for me to go to the balcony. You know, so I could go up and down. And apparently all the workers from nearby hills, you know, around here, because Franco had landed from the Canary Islands, he had landed into Morocco, got into Morocco. I'll tell you the story now in a minute. And through Morocco, he had a lot of troops allied to him because, you know, he had been fighting in the wars there. So with that lot, he came across to Algeciras and started the campaign there. And of course at midday when all these people disappeared, you could hear the band, you know, and they're very colourful, the Spanish Foreign Legion, you know, they went up that hill, you know, and took San Roque. All these workers and things disappeared, there were no shots, nothing, you know, nothing very, very
so there was no major
nothing.
Conflict, right?
No, just as soon as And it actually, I'd never seen a town being taken like that. It was a band that strolled up the hill. You know, the headquarters was down at the bottom. And we were stuck there because nobody was allowed to go out. But my father managed to get a safe conduct to go to the headquarters because there were no phones or mobile phones, to get in touch with my uncle in Gibraltar to come and fetch us. Because we didn't have a car, So eventually, as I said, it was peace and quiet, just soldiers and no shooting or anything. I know that there was. I'll tell you. So eventually, my uncle came with a taxi to pick us up, and we got into this taxi and drove all the way. And it was only when we got to La Linea that we could see that, you know, they'd thrown things, saints from the church, you know, out into the street, and you know that. And then when we got to the border, it was impossible to get through. It was crowded with people from La Linea, you know, trying to get into Dib. Well, we got through. And, of course, all those weeks, you know, they were sleeping in the entrance to houses, you know, all this. I think it was mainly scared, you know. Yeah. People were scared because Franco didn't do very much killing in San Roque or in La Linea, for that matter, you know. I mean, a lot of people thought, but, I mean, he was interested in bigger things, you know, than in San Roque and La Linea. Yeah. And that's how we got out.
But there was a lot of local Spanish people then took refuge in Gibraltar.
Yeah, well, that's right. We couldn't hardly get into Gibraltar because there were masses getting in. And what they did was make a mess of my life, because there's one thing I loved doing was going racing with my aunt on Saturdays. And, of course, the race course was made into tents for all these refugees. I was livid about that.
Them and looking after them. And
I don't know how it was done, but they did build it. They had the whole race course was full of tents.
Mm.
And then there were refugees in all the doorsteps in Gibraltar. Yes. You know, I think it was. I think it was more scared.
Yes.
All this Spanish Civil War, because, you know, I think, you know, when I was eight, I was born in 26. When I was eight, how old would I, what year would it have been?
36? 34, 35.
Right. I had an uncle who was married to a Spanish woman, right? And in those days in Spain, they still do it. When you get confirmed or whatever it is, you go around visiting the whole bloody family.
Yes.
And, this day, it was announced that we were going to La Linea, to this uncle's place. And I told so many lies. I'm ill, I'm not well, you know, I want to vomit, you know, all sorts of things. No, I had to go dressed, you know, with all this garb. So off we go there. Now, funnily enough, this Gibraltarian uncle, who was married to a Spanish woman, her father was a general on the wrong side, on the Reds, right?
Right.
Although he wasn't in La Linea at the time, but he was a Red general.
Yeah.
And, as I say, after telling I don't know how many lies about not going, I had to go. And we were all having tea there, and suddenly there was like, not a bomb, but it suddenly, somebody had thrown a lot of rubbish to the door of the flat, and it sounded like a bang.
Yeah.
Obviously somebody who realized that these people were not pro-Franco and Cosa Consorti. I thought I was going to die. A, because I didn't want to go, and B, you know.
Mm.
And then, of course, as you know, Franco took he landed in Algeciras. And, you know, took the whole thing, and it was peaceful, you know.
People went back from Gibraltar and settled back in La Linea and Algeciras.
Yeah, eventually, you know, because there was hardly any, you know, there wasn't much killing or shooting. The only shooting there was, my father told me, was in San Roque, They got six people out of their homes and shot them in the street. That's after we'd left. In fact, Daddy told me after we had left that this had happened. But apart from that, there wasn't much problem there.